Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulist Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning my thoughts and hopes, my secret yearning.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You'll go down to the netherworld. If the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the master par excellence, you know, the greatest teacher that ever lived. So we should be willing to sit at his feet as the new Solomon and to drink in his wisdom. Now, among the most common topics or themes of our preaching of the Lord is what we heard today. The word in Greek is metanoia. Metanoia would be the word if you go to the original Greek. And what metanoia basically means is we got to change. Another word would be that of conversion. What do we read in Mark 1:15? Be converted. The kingdom of God is at hand. What was the preaching of John the Baptist? Conversion. What was the preaching of the first pope after the coming of the Holy Spirit? His name is St. Peter. Conversion. So if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took that as one of the most important topics of his preaching, it must be darn important. Some of you have read the lives of the saints. Let me give you a few examples of conversion story and how the Holy Spirit works in different in every person. Let's take St. Francis. Possibly the most famous saint outside the Bible would be St. Francis. Hopefully some of you have read some life of St. Francis. When I was the age of these altar servers, I was exposed to the life of St. Francis. Then I wanted to become a priest after being exposed to the life of St. Francis. Let me tell you one little story in his life that motivated me. Maybe it'll motivate you. So St. Francis was brought up and raised by a pretty wealthy family. His father would be the head of Nordstrom's today, okay, or Macy's. St. Francis liked to dress elegantly. He liked to party, he liked to dance. He kind of liked to live it up. But something happened in his life. Any of you ever hear of a leper? Not leopard, but leper, L-E-P-E-R. Maybe you've heard of what a leper is. A leper is someone that's got a skin disease. Usually leprosy starts with the extremities of the body, the nose, the vocal cords, the fingers, the toes, the tongue, the eyebrows. They lose those. So St. Francis, he saw a leper. What would you do? You'd probably run away and hide, huh? Probably. Guess what he did? He ran away. But then his conscience started to bother him. Yeah. We all have a conscience. His conscience really started to bother him. And he couldn't live with a conscience. It was like an executioner. And he went back to the leper. And guess what he did? He changed clothes with the leper. Can you imagine that? He had this elegant robe on, and he decided to change clothes with the leper and to wear the rags of the leper. Maybe with the termites and the bugs and the saints kind of the piojos, you know, the all that. How many of you would do that? You see that guy there in the medium at 605 freeway, sometimes he's dressed in kind of rags. How many of you would change your clothes with that guy? No, you boys are saying, no, he's too big, he wouldn't fit in my britches, huh? St. Francis did that. Conversion. Conversion. He's able to see Christ in the poorest of the poor. Went on to become one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. Let's take another saint. Any of you ever hear of St. Augustine? San Agustin in Spanish. St. Augustine. You know when he was converted? Have any of you read the life of Augustine, the Confessions, it took more than 30 years. How did his conversion come about? God's grace. But three powerful influences. His mother, Saint Monica, who wept an ocean of tears for her wayward son. And the second was a powerful ecclesiastical figure. His name was Saint Ambrose. Saint Ambrose was the Cardinal Archbishop of the biggest diocese in the world back then, which was, any of you know, Milan. In Italian, Milano, okay? Milan. And what happened was, the father of Augustine, he was a bum, B-U-M, bum, he was a bum. He was a drunk, he was a womanizer, he was violent, so he never had a good father figure, but he saw the father figure in Ambrose, who was an intellectual, but a man filled with God. And Augustine was drawn to the powerful, intellectual, holy presence. But the icing on the cake was he heard a voice. It sounded like a voice of a little child. Toli legit. How's your Latin? Toli legit. Take and read. So when in the garden, and there was a Bible there. And he opened up the Bible, which is the Word of God, Romans 13, 13. Do not open up yourself to the provisions of the flesh, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Conversion. So the three influences, the prayers of his mother, the holy influence of the great Saint Ambrose, and finally, the Word of God. Let me take one more, and we'll move into the second part of the Mass. Who is the greatest writer in the English language in the 19th century, you English majors? Cardinal Newman, John Henry Newman, who was beatified by the Pope a couple years ago. He was one of the greatest intellectuals in the 19th century, and he was an Anglican priest. And you can read his life, Apologia Pro Vita, maybe you can start to read that tonight, which would be his conversion story. Now he came about, reading the history of the church is going to lead you into Catholicism, and it happened. And he became one of the greatest cardinal bishops in the Catholic Church. Let me end with one more, because we've got children here. The children of Fatima, how were they converted? By a graphic vision of hell. H-E-L-L. Yes? A graphic vision of hell. Jacinta, Francisca, Lucia saw a vision of hell, and from that moment on, they were converted. And I think you kids, if you meditate upon hell, that's going to convert you. Hell related to eternity, which means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So we've been talking about conversion and conversion stories in the lives of the saints. As I look out into this group of very noble individuals that I'm looking at right now, I think probably most of you want to pat yourself on the back. Look, I'm going to Mass, 12 o'clock on Tuesday. Oh, how holy I am. Ooh. I'm making an altar boys retreat. I'm in Santito. Careful. You're good, but you're not good enough. Amen? You're good, but you're not good enough. We all have to be converted. And they'll tell you until when. St. Francis Sales says, selfishness dies 15 minutes after you're dead. Hyperbole. Selfishness dies 15 minutes after you're dead. So what he's saying, Francis Sales, is we have to work on our conversion until we die. So it's an altar boys retreat. I'm going to ask all of us, adults as well as children, what is in your life that's most displeasing to God? You hear me? I'll repeat. What in your life is most displeasing to God? We all have it. I have it. So do you. So do you. What is in your life most displeasing to God? Ask the Blessed Mother to take it away. Amen.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.